Today, we'd like to see Daniel chapter 5, verses 1 to 16, under the title of a great feast. To align with multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. What kind of worship is there praising the gods? What kind of worship is there praising the gods? Question 2. In verse 7, the king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. The king spoke, saying to the wise men of Babylon, whoever reads this writing and tells me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around his neck, and he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Where can we find the prophecy of this event? Where can we find the prophecy of this event? Question 3. In verse 11, there is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God, and in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Who is the man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God? First of all, we want to see brief background. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, attacked Jerusalem first in 606 before Christ, which is the first captivity, including Daniel. Second, in 597 before Christ, which is the second captivity, including Ezekiel. And finally, conquered Judah in 586 before Christ. Nebuchadnezzar reigned about 40 years, and thereafter, King Nabonidus succeeded with Belshazzar, his son. Nabonidus tried to retake the land taken over by Medo-Persia, while his son Belshazzar stayed in the capital city of Babylon to protect it from Persian invasion until it was taken over by Medo-Persia in 536 before Christ. The capital city was fortified through the river Euphrates. The banquet hall of the palace was a large hall, 52 feet wide and 150 feet long, capacity over 1,000 people, 16 meters wide and 46 meters long. Chapter 5, verse 1, Belshazzar the king made a great feast in the banquet hall for 1,000 of his lords and drank wine in the presence of the thousands. Likely, Babylon city's protection from Medo-Persian invasion. That's why they celebrate together 1,000 lords, which are likely ministers, drank wine in the presence of the thousands. That shows revelry, liquor party. Verse 2, while he tasted, the king, Belshazzar, tasted the wine, Belshazzar gave the command or the order to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple which had been in Jerusalem. So gold, silver vessels used for ministry to God in Jerusalem. For wine party, the gold and silver vessel were used. It shows a blessing for me. His father here, Nebuchadnezzar, actually forefather, so he's a grandfather. So here, father means forefather, so actually he's a grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar. Concubines might drink them. So verse, that the king of his lords, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. So 1,000 lords or ministers, plus his wives and his concubines. Then, here verse 3, then they brought the gold vessels that had been taken from the temple of the house of God. Here repeat, so seriousness of blasphemy. Blasphemy, dishonoring God, blasphemy, which had been in Jerusalem, and the king and his lords, or his ministers, his wives, and concubines drank from them. Right here is repeated here again. Who are blasphemers here? King, lords, wives, and concubines made blasphemy by taking the vessels over the temple of God to enjoy their wine party, their liquor party, to celebrate, to protect the capital city of Babylon from invasion of Persia. Although Persia took over the leftover Babylon capital city, most area. So then here, Belshazzar father, Nabonidus, archaeologically, tried to retake the lost land. First of all, they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. Here, praise the gods, plural, idol gods. So, this type of worship, praising the god, are revelry and blasphemy. Idol god worships are not holy at all, but sensual or licentious. So, all together is the merry, the liquor party, over 1,000 people. In the same hour, or suddenly, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. So God allowed the part of a hand to have written certain words on the wall of the banquet hall in the palace. Then, verse 6, the king's countenance or king's face changed like king's pale, and his thoughts troubled him so that the joints of the hips were loosened and his knees knocked against each other. Thought of the omen of some great evil from the cryptic language of the writing. So here king was frightened from cryptic language written by the fingers of a man's hand. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. The king spoke, saying, to the wise men of Babylon, whoever reads this writing and tells me its interpretation or tells me meaning, shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold. So this is a shape of clothed with purple and the chain of gold is a nobleman or a high ranker person around his neck, and he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. This question, where can this event be prophesied? That is 150 years earlier, Isaiah prophesied in cryptic Aramaic language, Isaiah chapter 47. So here, 47 verse 1, "Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground without a throne." So here, Babylon will lose throne, so will fall. So 150 years earlier than this particular event. "O daughter of Chaldeans," Chaldeans is Babylonians, "for you shall no more be called tender and delicate." Then verse 12 and 13, particular verse 7, prophesied here. "Stand now with your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries," enchantment or magics, "multitude of your sorceries, in which evil spirit teller, in which you have labored from your youth, perhaps you will be able to profit, as Babylonians think." Right here, king, you know, called the wise man, you know, astrologer, Chaldean, he thought to resolve descriptive language, you know, omen, to resolve this omen to be happened. "In which you have labored from your years, perhaps you will be able to profit, perhaps you will prevail." Verse 13, "You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels," or "you are tired over multitude of your counsels." So your counsels will be unprofitable. "Let now the astrologers and the stargazers look at star, give us you know, future happening, and the monthly prognosticate, stand up and save you from what shall come upon you." So exactly, Isaiah chapter 47 prophesied this particular event about 150 years earlier. So then, verse 8, "Now all the king's wise men came, but they could not read the writing." So wise men were unprofitable, useless. "Make known to the king its interpretation." Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled. His countenance was changed, and his lords were astonished. His lords, his ministers or governors were frightened. Then verse 10, "The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came to the banquet hall." So this king, not Belshazzar's wife, but probably Nabonidus' wife, which means the king's mother, or Nebuchadnezzar, which means the king's grandmother. "The queen, because he came into the banquet hall." No, she came into the banquet hall. She was not present in this great feast. The queen spoke, saying, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, not let your countenance change. Verse 11. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. You know, who is the man? That is the answer is verse 12. Continue, we are reading in context. And in the days of your forefather, your grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar, light, understanding, and wisdom, like the wisdom of gods, were found in him, and King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, like your grandfather. Your father, the king, made him chief of the magicians. So that man was a chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. In as much as an excellent spirit, the superior spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles or puzzles, and explaining enigmas. Enigmas, riddles, is synonym, were found in this Daniel. So who is the man, the Daniel, right here, whom the king named Belteshazzar. So Babylonian name, Chaldean name, Belteshazzar, now let Daniel. So Belteshazzar named Daniel. That's his answer. Now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. So Daniel was the prime minister, the second ruler, and his forefather king, Nebuchadnezzar. So the writing and wall explains that Daniel was brought in before the king. Daniel was loyal to God, not to whatever he was, not to money. So Daniel, only God was able to interpret this cryptic language. Daniel was brought in before the king of Belshazzar. The king spoke and said to Daniel, are you there, Daniel, who is one of the captive from Judah? So first, one of the captive, actually Nebuchadnezzar, invaded in Jerusalem the first time. That time Daniel was one of the captives from Judah, whom my father the king, actually grandfather the king, brought from Judah. I have heard of you, that the Spirit of God is in you, and the light and understanding, excellent wisdom are found in you. That is, those are Daniel's characteristics. Now the wise man, the astrologer, have been brought in before me, and they should read this writing and make known to me its interpretation. But they could not give the interpretation of the thing. So the other wise men, were not able to interpret the cryptic language on the writing on the wall of a banquet hall. And I ever heard of you that you can give interpretations and explain enigmas. Now, if you can read the writing and make known to me its interpretation, you shall be clothed with purple or scarlet and have it. It is a higher position, ranked people. Have a chain of gold around your neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Why third ruler? Because that time is Belshazzar's father also was ruling to try to retake the lost land by Persian invasion. So his father, Nabonidus, first ruler, Belshazzar, second ruler. So the Daniel, the third, interpreter, be qualified to be third ruler. So that is Belshazzar, the second rank of Belshazzar, was able to give highest position to the interpreter. Let's see each question. Question 1, verse 4. They drank wine and praised God, gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. What kind of worship is their praising the God? Answer, it is revelry and blasphemy, kind of praising the idol gods. Question 2, in verse 7, the king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers. The king spoke, saying to the wise men of Babylon, whoever reads the writing and tells me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around the neck, and he shall be in the third ruler in the kingdom. Where can we find the prophecy of this event? The answer is Isaiah chapter 47, particular verses 1, 12, and 13. This particular verse was already prophesied 150 years earlier than this particular event. Last question in verse 11, there is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God, and in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of God, were found in him. The king Nebuchadnezzar, your father king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Who is the man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God? The answer is verse 12 in the context, named Belteshazzar Daniel. Let's sing song all together, Amazing Grace. We will conclude today's Bible study.